Midwives go on strike in New Zealand. Around 1,150 midwives in New Zealand, employed by District Health Boards, DHB, have taken strike action for better pay and staffing levels. Members of MERIS, the midwives trade union, have been taking 2-hour strike action, twice a day, from the 22nd of November to the 5th of December. 540 strike notices have been issued. This follows a 90% rejection of the DHB's pay offer on a 80% turnout. MERIS is fighting for improved salary scales that recognize midwife skills and responsibilities, which will attract and retain staff. The DHB's own midwifery workforce information report in September recognized the severe understaffing in maternity units around the country. This is due to fewer midwives and more babies being born. Workplace stress means midwives have a very high rate of sick leave and turnover of staff. Almost a third of midwives are over 55 and will retire in the next 10 years. MERIS committed to providing life-preserving services, LPS emergency cover, during the strikes, but the fact that some DHBs have requested more staff for LPS than would normally be rostered shows both management hypocrisy and the severe staff shortages, as explained by Anna Fielder, a midwife and mother of three. When there is industrial action in hospitals, DHBs, and in this instance we are talking about maternity units, are expected to have the bare minimum staff working and available to ensure that LPS are maintained. However, what's becoming apparent through this industrial action is that the level at which some units are expected to be staffed during the 2-hour strikes, the level of LPS, is actually higher than at other times. I find that astounding, and what it suggests, if it doesn't make blatantly clear, is that some maternity units are understaffed the majority of the time. A related issue is that, if the number of midwives needed to provide LPS simply cannot be found, a strike cannot go ahead. Our midwives are stuck between a rock and a hard place. They need to strike to be taken seriously, but often they are not able to precisely, because of the very reasons that they need to strike. This situation needs to be resolved, and resolved quickly, so that there are always enough midwives to safely staff our maternity units. It's not just midwives who deserve this, but those who are pregnant, our babies, one or extended families, and the future generations of Aotearoa, Maori name for New Zealand. We need midwives. And at the moment, they really need us to stand by them too. Send messages of support to jill.ovens@maris.co.nz.